The pinto beans from Chippewa Valley Bean Company that shipped out of Duluth last month was the first maritime container shipment out of the Twin Ports. Lake Superior Warehousing Company President John Lamb has a goal to expand on that. The expansion includes opening up identity-preserved container service at the Port of Duluth Superior for other exporters across the Midwest.
Everything with transportation and logistics is about having options. And while we have some great elevators here in the market that can do the bulk commodities for the ag community, we're really not set up in terms of the containerization on the lakes. Not so much that the containers can't be stuffed here, they can, or they can be brought in already loaded in the IP case, but it's really getting the service set up with vessel carriers and with a supply of steady boxes to provide that service. From our perspective, that's really the next step. If we can provide more options, yeah, you can do bulk or you can do containerization. If we can provide more options for customers, that'll allow them to access more markets.
The markets will determine which ag commodities can take advantage.
Our best scenarios are really those commodities, those shippers that want to access Europe, that want to access North Africa, maybe even to a degree the Middle East. Those would be our best fits.
Castleton, North Dakota food-grade soybean producer Bob Sinner is interested in Lamb's efforts. Center ships food-grade soybeans in container via rail.
We've used containers at the port that are coming into and out of there by rail. As we have fewer and fewer carriers in the world that are running direct route, they may take a large vessel into Kaohsiung, and then they'll transship to different countries, smaller ports, off of a larger port. The same concept can work here. Containers could be loaded at Duluth, put on a small vessel. That vessel would go up the St. Lawrence Seaway out to a port like Halifax or New York, New Jersey, or even Norfolk, unloaded, and then could get put on the various vessels going to different destinations around the world. And so it takes some outside-the-box thinking, but it does open up some really nice ideas and some options.
As those options open up, Lamb ultimately sees the Port of Duluth Superior as a small niche player.
We don't want everybody's eggs. If we could just get an egg or two from everybody here and there, we can certainly build some density of traffic and provide an alternate solution for folks definitely beyond their current supply chains, which we've seen are very stressed.
Reporting Agriculture's Business from Duluth, Minnesota, I'm Kara Hart on the Red River Farm Network.